John Decker, White House correspondent nationally, is a busy person. He's in demand. John, good morning.
Hey, good morning to you, Jack. Thanks for having me on your show today. I appreciate it.
Just so you know, I listened to Decker. I know you had a good train ride home last night after the president's address at the United Nations. Tell us about it. Not the train ride, the president's address.
Yeah, the president spoke at the United Nations General Assembly yesterday morning in the 11 o'clock hour. And what he did was he slapped down Vladimir Putin, called him out by name, said that his aggression should not stand, cannot stand. It's against the UN Charter to attack the sovereignty of your neighbor, and the president calling on other UN members to stand firm in their unity and their opposition against Russia and to continue to support Ukraine. In fact, the president yesterday announcing additional aid of $1.2 billion to help out the Ukraine military in their fight against Russia.
It'll be interesting where it goes from here, but certainly it's been a frustrating or puzzling week for Vladimir Putin. Puzzling to even understand how to read him, but his now raising the conscription in his own country, or trying to get 300,000 more young soldiers into the ranks, because this is not what he intended. I think he intended this to be a fairly quick engagement.
Well, he did. You know, I think that he expected it to be lightning quick, you know, within a week, essentially wrapping up this war. It's not 7 days. It's 7 months this war is still going on, and Ukraine is doing a remarkable job. They've pushed back in the past few weeks Russia from a big chunk of its territory. That's number one. And since the start of the war, Russia has lost 55 military fighter jets. That's pretty impressive.
Yeah, all from the ground.
Ukraine, what Ukraine has been able to do without any fighter jets of their own, through all the air defense systems, the sophisticated air defense systems that have been conveyed to the Ukraine military by the U.S., by the European Union, by NATO. So the president indicating that will continue. All of that military assistance will continue for the foreseeable future.
The only thing that really worries me is the ongoing loss of life and the impact on the global stuff is real quick. And I mean, I just want to add one last question, but what concerns me is Vladimir Putin is not someone who, if this doesn't continue to go well, is just going to take his, you know, his ball and his toys and his game and go home. He needs some kind of a, he's a pretty, kind of a macho oriented leader, and he flexes a lot. He's going to need some kind of a win, if you will. And that's what scares me. Hey, John, before I let you go, White House correspondent John Decker, real quick, because this isn't our talking points, but I know you've digested this a little bit.
Sure.
Kind of amazing, actually. New York Attorney General, this 200-plus, big civil lawsuit against Donald Trump and his kids and his businesses for allegedly inflating the value of everything from his townhome to his resorts, allegedly get better loan and lending, you know, kind of inflating the numbers a little bit. Where do you think at a 30,000 foot? Obviously, Trump says he's already told, Hannity or wherever he did that, it's more of the witch hunt. That's how his supporters will view it. But where do you think legally this goes at? Because that one is kind of outside of the raid at Mar-a-Lago, if you will.
Yeah, it is. It's a civil case. It's not criminal. No one's going to jail. But it could really hamstring President Trump's business in New York State. That's number one. Number two, civil case easier to prove for a prosecutor than a criminal case. Why is that? Because the burden of proof is lower in a civil case. Just a preponderance of the evidence as opposed to beyond a reasonable doubt, which is required for a criminal case. And another thing that ought to be mentioned, and that is this, former President Trump has sat for a sworn deposition in this particular matter. He invoked his Fifth Amendment rights, his constitutional rights, over 400 times. I say that because in a civil case, you can instruct the jury to make a negative inference from that. You can't do that in a criminal case, but in a civil case, you can. So, yeah, the president out there on Hannity, calling it a political witch hunt. It can be two things at the same time, by the way. It can be a political witch hunt. And also, Letitia James, the state attorney general of New York, could also have the goods on the former president. So let's not forget that.
Well, yeah, I remember when the president ran, he'd say things like, you know, I'm really, really rich. He wouldn't talk about his tax returns. And Steve Forbes, I remember when Forbes would come on and say, well, I know Donald, and he's probably a billion or two less rich than he says he is. I remember Forbes was doing articles on it. All right. Thank you, John Decker. I appreciate it.
Thanks a lot, Jack. Bye-bye.